AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. This just in, President Obama has signed a two-year budget debt deal before tomorrow's default deadline. That deal was passed by Congress last week. A Russian airline executive says only an external impact could have caused one of his company's planes to crash in Egypt, killing all 224 people on board. National Intelligence Director James Clapper says there's no direct evidence of any terrorist involvement yet, but it can't be ruled out. Russia's top aviation official, who is in Egypt, says the Metrojet comments are premature and not based on any real fact. Aviation expert Anil Padra says a check of the radar track of the plane shows pilot error could be a possibility.
The aircraft's speed slows down considerably and that the altitude increases slightly just before it disappears off the radar screens. And that gives us an indication that possibly the aircraft stalled.
A militant group linked to the Islamic State claims to have brought down the plane. Russian officials dismissed that as not credible. The plane went down 23 minutes after takeoff Saturday from an Egyptian resort city. New York City police say no drugs or alcohol were found in the system of a motorist who plowed into a group of trick-or-treaters in the Bronx Saturday evening. A 10-year-old girl was killed along with her grandfather and another man. Police are trying to find out whether the driver may have had a seizure or other medical emergency. President Obama heads to New Jersey today to call for programs to help people convicted of crimes find work. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
The president's got a roundtable at Rutgers Law and Justice Center in which he aims to spotlight programs that aid ex-cons as they try to reintegrate into society. Obama sees these as a key part of overhauling a justice system that too often speeds young people from dysfunctional schools to overcrowded prisons. His hope is this is an area where he and congressional Republicans can find common ground.
This is AP Radio News. More E. coli cases expected in the Northwest.
Some two dozen people in the Portland, Oregon area and in western Washington state have gotten sick from E. coli, an outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants. Brad Conti in Seattle got sick after eating his usual Chipotle meal.
Barbacoa, white rice, black beans, tortilla, medium sauce, hot sauce, and cheese.
Marissa DeAngeli, a medical epidemiologist with the Washington State Department of Health, tells Como News.
We could potentially have more severe cases, and we can't predict what the future is going to hold.
The company has closed 43 of its restaurants in those two states while it investigates the cause of the outbreak. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Former President Jimmy Carter says he doesn't know yet if his brain cancer treatments have worked.
I've had four treatments so far, once every 3 weeks. And I'll continue with those treatments, but it'll be a little while before we know what the results have been.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.